Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hey everyone, so one of our favorite guests ever is from episode 37. It's legendary makeup artist Bobbi Brown. She now has her very own podcast and she's getting the real talk from people at the top of the entrepreneurship game, like Gary Vee. Here's a clip from Long Story Short, the podcast. Subscribe now in Apple Podcasts.
Nobody's texting me and my 900 employees saying like, have a rad day today, or like, sun is rocking. It is, this is on fire, this is f***ed up, this is an issue, and so.
But then how do you let it go to go work out with your trainer?
Easily, because I'm in the business of being a firefighter. Like, it's so funny. I actually think the great comp to an entrepreneur is a firefighter.
Or a fixer. I think I'm a fixer.
And so I guess like gangster, like the fixer, like you call and it kills someone.
No, but if someone's got a problem, I don't care how big or small it is, I will find the answer.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Glowdown
by Breaking Beauty podcast.
Yes, and that's Jill on the mic.
How are you, Carlene?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to the holidays, I gotta tell you.
Are you surviving?
I'm doing all my shopping online, so I'm actually doing well.
It's been so crazy this whole month, but I'm going to tell you what I've done with my downtime.
Please tell me.
In my self-care moment, I've actually been following through on my resolution from earlier in 2018, which was to read a couple books.
Yes.
This year.
My resolution as well.
I didn't read that many. Okay. But one that I want to tell everybody about that I did just read was the Michelle Obama book, the memoir, yes. Becoming.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you read it though?
Okay. As a podcast host and a podcast lover and listener, of course, I got the audiobook.
Yeah, even better though.
Oh, it was so good. It's her story and her words and her voice.
So powerful.
I was obsessed. And my friends are literally sick of hearing me talk about it. I'm like, but in Michelle Obama's book,
and but you're like quoting passages?
And then I was like, my mentor Michelle Obama, she says this, and they're like, can you stop? I felt like there were so many nuggets in there that you can apply to your everyday life, and she's just such a force.
Well, you were telling me she gets really raw and real about like her early life and also some behind the scenes moments. I mean, who doesn't want to hear about that after the 8 years of lockdown, this perfect image, right? So everyone wants to hear those vulnerabilities, I think.
And she talks about openly about getting IVF. I can get goosebumps right now. She can trace her ancestry to slaves and the White House was built by slaves and there was just no time for reflection when she was in the White House. So this is her moment.
This is like an outpouring.
And it's one of the best books I've read in a long time or listened to in a long time.
Well, you convinced me. Yeah. I've got it on order. Somebody is getting it for Christmas. Mark my words. What a perfect segue into today's guest.
Our guest today is Jennifer Brodeur. Mm-hmm. She is also known as JB Skin Guru.
Yeah, she's got a nickname.
And she's earned that nickname because she happens to be Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey's facialist.
What?
It's insane.
We had her right here in this room in the studio. Like, yeah. How nuts is that?
I know. It was crazy that our timing worked out. Mm-hmm. She was in Toronto. So we were like, we need to steal you for an hour.
Yeah. And she is Canadian.
Yes, she is. And she's a bit of a skincare rebel, kind of. She has a very specific outlook on how to take care of the skin mm-hmm. on hot topics like exfoliation. I think you're going to be really fascinated to hear what she has to say. I mean,
good or bad.
And any of you that are out there who love skincare and are really wanting to get that deeper skincare knowledge, she is such an incredible resource. And we were captivated by our chat.
Hence why she does her master classes to not professionals, but the general public, which is amazing. If you're interested in practical skincare tips, mm-hmm. this is the episode for you mm-hmm. because she is going to let us in on how to look flawless really quickly if you have an event coming up. And most people do during the holidays. So stay tuned for that.
And she also gives us tips on how to detox post-holiday. She's very health conscious herself and she's all about all natural and toxin-free life.
Yep. She brings that into her own product line. It's called Peony, P-E-O-N-I. And actually, one of those products were called out by Michelle Obama on people.com. What a coup, by the way, people.
There wasn't that many beauty products in there. There was an Anastasia palette. Yeah. I remember that. Everything else was like cookbooks and just stuff for health and wellness. So
stay tuned for her favorite product from the Peony line. But that line is actually pretty curated. It's only four products.
Yeah.
And it's all designed for sensitive skin using peony extract.
What was your favorite product of the four?
So I was trying them. You know, I'm always griping about my sensitive skin.
Yes.
I really liked the La Creme moisturizer. It is $195. I'm going to warn our listeners right now.
A little sticker shock there.
Yeah. But, you know, it's small batch. It's artisanal. Mm-hmm. This is definitely positioned as luxury.
Yeah.
And the La Creme moisturizer is packed with vitamin B3, vitamin B5, and peptides. So it's really designed to nourish the skin with those essential vitamins and improve the structure of the skin very gently, very naturally. Mm-hmm. But I just really liked kind of the dewy and plumping effect that I got from it.
Yeah.
And then sensorially, it just has a nice, light, pleasant smell, kind of essential oil. Like you get that bit of the spa. My skin really loves that.
Yeah. We'll link to JB Skin Guru in our show notes and on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. And the reason I want to mention that is because you can't walk into any Sephora and just buy these or even a department store. And so
it's just for sale on our website.
Yeah,
right?
It's like harder to get. So we will make sure that we put all of that
in. Or you
in
can
our...
DM Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey. they probably get some kind of kickback. No, I'm just kidding.
But my favorite from the line is the cleanser that she has. And you can actually, a little hack that she said was to put a drop of the oil, tiny bit of the oil. Little goes a long way, as you were saying to me, Carlene. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have an experience with that?
Yeah, I just found like the dropper, if you pour the whole dropper in your hand and then just put it on your face like a regular face oil, like you're getting a lot. And my skin was not able to absorb that.
I see.
So I had a bit of slip and slide happening. So I would recommend starting with like a quarter of a dropper.
Yeah, she had a tip about putting the oil into your cleanser and then it's just like this very luxurious cleanse that's not drying at all. I loved that. And up next, she's coming out with a whole brightening line called Lumi, and that's L-U-M-I.
Yeah.
And she's going to give us the damn goods on that as well. But I had the privilege of having a facial with Jennifer back in 2017 during the Toronto Film Festival. She gave me like an express facial. It was all customized. I know that my skin was looking a little dull. She puts all the lotions on first, a little bit of massage, minimal. And then she puts like a cellulose mask on top, like a sheet mask.
Oh, you look like Jason.
Yeah. And then you just lie there and she gets her machine out that she's famous for.
Yeah.
And it kind of helps to penetrate all of those ingredients. So even it's in 15
Max,
minutes,
yeah, I know, and it's an LED light. Right?
At least one of the things that's in it. She gets into that a little bit later, but it's highly technical. I looked very glowy afterwards. A lot of people complimented my skin, which you know is the ultimate testament.
Mm-hmm. So now you can say that you and Michelle Obama share a facialist. Is that a stretch?
Pretty much, my best friend Michelle Obama.
Well, what's remarkable is that Jennifer is still based out of Montreal, where she lives with her three kids, and I think a lot of people might be surprised by that, not because she's Canadian, we have so many amazing talents here, but just the fact that she could be on Rodeo Drive and be booked back to back. I mean, considering her elite clientele, right?
For spreading that skincare knowledge, which I love. So what makes Jennifer so special that she's flown in to see these famous faces every 4 weeks? That's just ahead.
My name is Jennifer Bradar. So yes, I have a bit of French in me. I do travel so much, so sometimes I forget where I'm from, but I'm from Quebec, so Montreal.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Most people go into the beauty business because they love beauty, they love mascara, makeup, nails. And I was never that girl. So as a child, I was the girl who, first of all, I wanted a suit. So for kindergarten, I wanted to wear a suit and I got one. And I wanted to have like a little briefcase. That was my thing. And I was a geek even then. So I would read the dictionary. And I did a lot of things that were probably, for my parents, seemed a little strange for most children. And so when I told my family I was going to go into beauty, it was really, I don't want to say frowned upon. They were just a little confused because I always said I wanted to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So that was the trajectory. And the reason I wanted to do that is a good friend of mine, her mom passed at a young age from cancer. And it affected me profoundly to see such a vivacious woman suffer throughout her ailments and not really understand or know what to do for her body and her skin. And I thought I could be that person. And that's what actually triggered me to go into beauty. So I was that girl who, you know, did her bachelor's in teaching and I taught chemistry and biology. And I was, you know, the one with the bun and the hair not really done and the no makeup. And I often got lots of slack for that. Yeah, because they would say like, you don't represent the beauty world. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say that you're a geek. When I looked at your bio, yeah, you have a lot of education in this field,
right?
I do.
Yes. And because I'm addicted to knowledge. I think that we'll never stop learning. And I think the day you think you know everything, and I think that when I started in this industry, I came across so many estheticians who'd been doing it for so many years. And I would be like, hey, did you hear this could happen or this is new? And they'd be like, oh, no, we don't do that. And I was like, but what do you mean? Like, do you even know it exists? And so I decided that I would never be that person. And so I'm incessantly educating. And right now I'm actually finishing a diploma, which is like 4 different certificates on nutritional medicine.
And you really don't have to. Like, you've made it.
No, yeah. And it's so funny because my kids have said to me once, do you get a better paycheck? And I'm like, no, because I work for myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a personal thing.
So on Instagram, your handle is JB Skin Guru.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, it's interesting. I used to never know how to tell people what I do. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to kind of put you in a box. So you're a skin therapist or this or that. And one time when I was at Miss Winfrey's house, someone was asking, who is she? What does she do? And she was like, well, she's from Montreal and da da da. And she says, well, she's the skin guru. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And yeah, it just cool.
And that Ms. Winfrey, just backing up, is Oprah. She was at Oprah's house.
Yes. Yeah. And so it just stuck. And I thought, wow. And at first it started a little bit as a kind of a teaser joke thing. Yeah. So we made a logo and I would put it on a piece of clothing and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I thought, well, when we started Skin Guru, I said, mm-hmm. That's my name. So mm-hmm. let's call it JB Skin Guru.
Yeah.
And it stuck. Yeah.
And of course you do have your own line of products.
Yes.
And they're under the name Peony.
Yes. Right? Well, so JB Skin Guru is like the company, and then we have Peony and Lumi. So they're each, okay. So there's different segments of the.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to get into Lumi a little later. So you also are a product developer in a sense. So add that to your list.
Yes. And so when I was teaching, I was doing a lot of trainings nationally for experts already in the field. And then I fell into research and development and I started creating different machines for the skincare industry mm-hmm. For someone else. Mm-hmm. And come 2002, and then into 2003, we just opened our own business. That was when the first sort of entrepreneurial bug mm-hmm, hit me. Mm-hmm. And we created a machine called Max Plus. And so Max was created in 2003 and is now over 15. Mm-hmm. So he's like a teenager. Mm-hmm. He's still well behaved. And that really got me into the whole research aspect of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I like this.
Yeah. And what is, if for people that don't know, what do beauty machines mean exactly?
Right. So the first machines that I really worked on for someone else was more, you know, cellulite machines. We worked on electrolysis machines. Mm-hmm. And I was always the person behind the scenes. So I was doing all the research. Then once the research was done, we would bring it to market, right? Because then you have to figure out how you're going to explain it to people mm-hmm. and make it fun and, mm-hmm. and exciting and sexy and what have you. And it's interesting because now LED machines are everywhere and it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
But in 2003, I was literally the only person on trade show floors talking about light technology. Mm-hmm. And people looked at me and thought, really? I'd had people say, you think I'm a plant? What's mm-hmm. wrong with you? It took a while. And then within a couple of years, we were in 40 countries around the world.
Mm-hmm. How did you like get people to come on board with that?
It was hard at first, to be really honest. I think that what helped us the most was the fact that we went to LA. Mm-hmm. And being in LA, a lot of dermatologists and surgeons mm-hmm. were really into light therapy because they understood that there was a really good positive result that you can get for mm-hmm. acne, rosacea, and different skin issues and age management. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot easier for us to kind of hit mm-hmm. that market first. And then, of course, you know, the first machines we sold were in Beverly Hills on Rodeo Drive. Mm. And then when you have the 90210, and I'm 45, mm-hmm. so I come from the era of 90210, the show.
So yes, Tori Spelling right? all
and,
the way.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, you know, when you start having your technology mm-hmm. on specific, you know, addresses such as those, people are much more wanting to listen to what you have to say. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started.
You host masterclasses around the world where you teach not facialists, but real women mm-hmm. on your signature techniques.
Yes. I feel that we have this tendency to make everything so complicated and we want women to consume products, right? So the idea behind it is what we're actually telling you is if you were good enough, you would buy this product and then maybe you would then be great. But yeah. if you don't buy the product, then, you know, sucks to be you type of thing. So what I try to do is I try to travel the world.
I laugh not because not, yeah, I'm not laughing at these yeah. people. I'm laughing with these people.
Yes,
I'm one
right?
of them.
Because we do that. We look and we see these beautiful images and we think we can aspire to be this person. Mm-hmm. And what should I do that? And so what I try to do is I try to demystify it and I bring it back to basics. And we start by having them understand what a cell is, what the skin is really there for. It's an organ. It's mm-hmm. there to protect you. How do we treat that organ? And then we really go to basics. And depending on the season, I'll change the class as well. So we really talk about ingredients that you would want to look for, mm-hmm. whether it be at any drugstore or at Whole Foods or anywhere you're going. Mm-hmm. So every single class I give as a masterclass is not product aligned. Mm-hmm. It's only chemistry and biology aligned.
Mm-hmm.
So women
that.
Can go and buy from anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you're not hitting them over the head trying
no,
to sell them
not,
your makeup
no,
brushes
and it's,
or whatever.
No, and it's so funny because I sometimes have women say to me, my husband didn't want me to come because they thought it was like a Mary Kay thing.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Like, yeah, no, I don't do that. Oftentimes, even in my whole presentation, I never even talk about my products. I just don't yeah. because it's not about that.
So I think the question on everybody's mind is how does a woman from Montreal get into the orbit of Oprah Winfrey?
It's actually quite interesting. I've never been a hustler, mm-hmm. right? And so there has been times in my career where I thought maybe something was wrong with me because I don't hustle. I'm much more about alignment, right? So I'm always like, if I'm doing the right things come my way. I never once thought to myself, one day I'll take care of Miss Winfrey's skin. That just wasn't part of my, not that I thought I couldn't. I don't have a list of, oh, I yeah. want to work on these people. Mm-hmm. And I was called upon to go and discuss Max, our LED device. And that was the first phone call. And so when we did get to meet and I gave her a facial, I know I'm very different in the way I work and the way my facials are done. It's actually quite bizarre for most at first. So I could feel right from the get-go that the way I was working and probably my honesty, and I can't stop that. I wish sometimes I was really good at, and I just can't, like I open my mouth and just everything comes out. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I just say? So I thought that that would probably be it because of the way I work and how I see skin. Mm-hmm. And I guess that my being me was what worked. Mm-hmm. So I was just myself. She has been a pivotal part of my career. Mm-hmm. And so I will always do my utmost when she needs me. I literally will drop everything for her mm-hmm. because I feel like that's yeah. just respect to what she's done for me.
And then Michelle Obama, I just finished listening to the audiobook last night,
yes.
Becoming. How did your relationship with her begin?
Through Miss Winfrey. So okay. Miss Winfrey introduced me to her just before Michelle's 50th birthday. And so so I was told not to speak, not to do all these things. Hello. I mean, come on. So when she walked into the room, she asked me a question. I couldn't not answer. And we just connected on, you know, I have daughters. She has daughters. They're not the same age, but close enough. Mm-hmm. And we just connected on education, on books and politics, of course. I'm quite well-versed in that. And so it just kind of clicked. And we spent the week together, and there was a intent to have me follow up with that at the White House. And I just assumed that was kindness and we'd let it go. And thank you so much. And I'd go home, and I got home and I got the call and I was like, oh, I'm actually going to go. And so we went, I would say about 3 years I was at the White House. So yeah, it was nice.
In the East Wing?
Private quarters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's got to be surreal.
It is. You know, there was one little room that I loved so much. It was my favorite. It was called the Yellow Room. It's got little roses all over the wall. And it was actually a room that was decorated by Jackie O. And it was left that way. So I thought that was kind of nice.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. We mentioned in our Facebook chat room that we would be speaking with you today.
Oh, nice.
And some of our listeners had questions for you.
Oh, I love it.
Preeminent question that they wanted to know was, had you ever worked with Barack Obama or with the former first daughters, Sasha and Malia?
I did. Yes, all of them. Yes. Yes.
All of them.
Actually, we just had a Vogue feature that came out last week and then nationally this week. And it's quite beautiful because Michelle partook in the piece, and she ends by saying that her daughters are quite loyal to my products and what I do. So, yes. So I had the fortunate occasion to start with them from almost day one. Yeah.
They were teenagers. That leads into our next question from our Instagram stories, actually. So this is her handle is at In Peace With My Skin.
Okay. And that's nice.
Yeah. And she says, what tip have you passed on to Michelle Obama's daughter? So that would be Sasha and Malia for skincare.
I think the biggest thing I've explained to them is like nothing lasts forever. Mm-hmm. So if you do have a blemish and something else is going wrong, you've got to make sure to understand that there is a phase in our lives with hormones that will be an issue. And the other thing I really strive to explain to them is the importance of washing their skin at least every night and how to wash their skin in the simplest, easiest forms. So it got to the point where I think it's beautiful because they'll have friends go to the house and they will actually promote and talk about the way I do stuff. So if they have friends come to the house and say, oh, I was on Amazon and I bought something, they'll be like, oh no, if I don't talk to Jennifer, I don't do anything to my skin. So I think that that's beautiful in the sense of from a young age, they understood the importance of taking care of yourself and self-love and self-care. Mm-hmm. And they don't see it as self-indulgence. Mm-hmm. And as young girls, I think that's a message we need to share with them more and more, that it's important to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about Barack Obama? He was someone who was under a lot of stress and who had a lot going on. How did you keep him looking fresh?
I would say, well, he's very easy. Honestly, men are always easy. They just come on in and lay down and kind of fall asleep kind of thing. And then we kept it short. Mm-hmm. That was number one because time, I mean, he was saving the world. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a lot of pressure to keep him too long. Just really the basics, just, you know, good cleansing, using Max or LED device and really basic stuff.
Did he take any tips from you?
A whole bunch of stuff. But it was actually quite funny because at the end of each facial, he'd say, so what's the prognosis? What should I do now? And I thought that was great. I thought, wow, this is great. And I think for him, it was more just making sure the hydration levels and the moisture was up there.
Right.
Because when you're tired, you know, your skin shows it. And I just wanted him to always look on point. So
now Michelle was very kind and gave a shout out to Lextra Peony Oil yesterday on people.com.
Yes.
That was her, I think it was her holiday gift guide recommendations.
I just saw it now before I got here. So I wasn't even kind of aware because our schedule's been so busy. I had a clue it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So there were a few talks. I'm beyond honored because I thought, you know, favorite things and this.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you can't ask for more.
Yeah.
And the fact that she wrote something was lovely too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does she love so much about it? And do you have a tip for using this product?
I think what she loves so much about it is I think she likes the fact that everything is so simple. I think that in general, we like efficiency. And I think that a lot of the clients that like what I do like things that are simple and efficient, and that's the one thing. The peony oil, L'Extrait, is great because it's very versatile. So you can use it at night, you can use it in the day, you can add a drop to your cleanser to create the double cleanse with an oil base. You can put it in your foundation if you're feeling dehydrated, you can use it as a mask. So it's very, very versatile.
You've given me a treatment before, yes, Tiff,
yes,
last
I
year.
Remember. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
We were like in a boardroom. We were not in the White House.
No.
So maybe you can explain really quickly what your process is like.
So I usually will take the skin and I cut it up in 8 sections. Mm-hmm. So I start from the, you know, the hairline down to the décolleté. Mm-hmm. And I try to assess what's happening. I ask a lot of questions if I'm in a treatment room setting. And then each part of the skin will be treated differently, sort of like painting by numbers, because each part of your skin is different. So I do like to do a lot of bespoke stuff. So I do use my lines. I have all of my products and my cleansers, but I'm always working on something new. So I'm presently, we're working on 2-3 other products. So I usually have that kicking behind somewhere. And then I blend extras, and then I have like different extracts of like vitamins B and D and stuff like that. And then I just like, so I start with a double cleanse. Once in a while, I'll kick in a good old Clarisonic in there sometimes if I want a little extra something. I'm not a big believer of exfoliation for various reasons. And then I follow through with like lots of applications of layering. So I love to layer. I use lots of antioxidants depending on what I'm working on. I use Max, so my LED device. And then after that, I usually will work on different masks. So it's not rare for me, you know, once for Karin Van Ass, for example, we were working with the makeup artist and she had a red carpet and we knew we wanted, I know this is gonna sound crazy, but we wanted her forehead to be matte. Right. I'm like, okay. So I actually created a mask just so she could have a matte forehead so that when the makeup artist had to work on her, it wasn't like all dewy shine.
Right.
So I love to do that kind of tailoring just for you.
What was the magic ingredient?
We had a lot of ingredients that were clay based to absorb as much as possible to really give you that matte look. But that's what I love to do. I love it when it's challenging and it's different. And so when I start with someone at first, I always make it like very cutesy, like not to dumbify what I do, but I'm like, oh, I just threw a few things together and go on home. And it's when they're ready to come back and go, I really want to understand what you did, because like that made no sense.
Right.
Like you didn't pull my feet, you didn't stretch my ears, you didn't massage my hands. Like, what is it that you're doing? And then when they're open to understanding, I explain to them how I like to work with the skin, how I like to make sure that the skin is in a very accepting way. So what we want is the skin to be permeable. And the more permeable the skin is, the more the ingredients will absorb and the better my results will be. So the whole time I'm working, I'm literally, that's all I do is I'm making sure the skin is open and I'm going to be able to push my ingredients as much as possible. And then at the end of the facial, I seal it up. I lock it down. And then they leave with a little something and then a package of SOS stuff. So like when you get home, I would need you to do this. Then next week you do this. So I always work with a 6-month strategy. And then we actually sign a commitment. So it's not just like, I'm telling you, you're going to look good. It's like, I'm committing to this. This is what I need you to do. Are you ready for this relationship? We're
Did
not just going to date.
Did Michelle Obama sign this document?
Everybody does.
Oh my gosh.
Because under 6 months, I can't ascertain anything. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know how your skin's going to respond.
Yeah.
After 6 months, it gives us a much better understanding of what I can do. And that's when they go, oh.
I have to go back. You said that you're not a fan of exfoliating.
Yes, I was just about to ask.
And we need to follow up with
There's
that.
There's no glossing over in this podcast.
Yeah. I kind of love it. Back. Because you said it's really important for the skin to be permeable.
Yes.
And most people would think, get those dead skin cells out of there. That means we need exfoliation. So please explain.
Okay. If you have a lot of dead skin cells, that first of all, it means that your skin is not in homeostasis. So we have a problem.
Okay. What does that mean for people that
don't
know?
If your skin is in balance, so you have to have lipids, so you have to have oil content and water content. Is that in, like, is that okay or not? And most women and men have what we call as an acid mantle that is impaired. An impaired acid mantle is similar to a leaky gut, right? So your skin is leaky and your skin cells are leaky. And the minute that you have any micro tears on your epidermal layer, so on the surface of your skin, that's where bacteria proliferates. And then that's where inflammation sets in. And that's when you start having all these rosacea and acne and so
aging.
On. Aging. Very aging. It accelerates it. So there is a phenomenon or a real proved study called by Dr. Leonard Hayflick, which is the Hayflick limit, which stipulates that if you are actually exfoliating the skin and doing things to the skin that are incessantly causing this accelerated cellular turnover, you're actually accelerating the aging process. So what we should be mindful of is creating more of a skin where there's less inflammation. That it's the inflammation that accelerates your aging.
Right.
And we're not thinking of that. So we're always like, so my example to women is if I had shingles on my roof and I lost some shingles, I would call some roofers and they would come fix my roof. We wouldn't throw a bomb squad in there and blow up the roof. And when we're exfoliating incessantly, we are blowing up the roof. And when we see redness and inflammation, it's the underlying tissues that are screaming, please help me. And that's what we're not mindful of.
So acid toners, acid peels.
Nope.
This seems impossible.
But I know.
I think there's definitely two camps right now where people are like, either you don't do any exfoliation whatsoever. You want to get that balance, your barrier function, you want it at an optimal level, like get the pH sorted, all that. And then you're just, your skin is going to do what it's going
to
do.
It's the microbiome, right? Yes. So if your microbiome is in disarray, everything else goes to kind of, but that being said, it doesn't mean you can't go to a specialist and, you know, get your exfoliation done or get something done. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this idea of having to exfoliate every night once a week at home is just, it's just too much.
What's an amazing tip you like to give to clients to get ready for the holidays? You know, that's coming up. Everybody has their own red carpet moments in real life.
So I have a few. I tell women to go and look through their products that they own. And if they have an oil-based oil, face oil, whatever face oil that they own, you might want to look for oil, like a face oil, especially for the winter time, something that would be either with like sesame seed oil, sunflower seed oil, or great rosehip oil, that kind of thing. And or peony root oil. And then what you're going to do is you're going to do this before an event, right? So you're going to go to your bathroom. You're going to give yourself a double cleanse. So a first cleanse and then a double cleanse, right? You want to rinse with really cold water, as cold as you can. And then once you've done that, you're going to take out your oil and you're going to put a small amount on your face. You're going to take an ice cube and you're going to use the ice cube on your skin to create that cryotherapy effect. And with the oil, it's going to help create this glowing sensation on your skin. So if you're able to contain the ice for as much as you can, it's the best way to do it. And then another good trick that you can do is you can, during the day, you can make yourself some tea. So either white peony root tea or green tea, put that in the fridge, put in a spritzer bottle, spritz that on top of the oil, and then put your cream, your primer, and you can put on your makeup. And it's actually, I've done this as a go-to emergency facial for red carpets when we don't have our stuff with us. And it really works.
And it's the antioxidants.
Exactly. And, and the coldness is what's going to do the constriction of the redness in the capillaries. And it really helps like make the skin a little bit more dewy and just, you know, it glows.
So. Have you ever seen those ice jade rollers or the ice rollers that are sold on Amazon? Have you ever tried those?
No, but I do work with the ice globes though. And I love those.
What are those?
So they look like fingers, but at the end of each finger, it's like a big bubble and you can put them in the freezer. So I always have some of those.
I've heard a lot of beauty lovers talk about these.
It's one of Miss Winfrey's favorite facials. When I freeze those. Yeah, it's my go-to.
And how what is your take on all of these, like the jade rollers and microneedling?
I love microneedling. I think microneedling is amazing. I think microneedling can do a lot of things because if it's done correctly, it can't cause post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So that's fantastic. Love the jade rollers as well. I think they're great tools to have. And they're easy to use and they're safe.
And one emergency thing to ask around the holidays is, what if you get a big zit?
A really good thing is salicylic acid or willow bark. So if your product contains willow bark, compress with willow bark. That's going to be a good thing to do.
Can you pick or not pick? Is there a proper way to pick?
Never pick. But if your whitehead is white, you know what I mean? If it's a whitehead, I always tell people that's like the white flag of peace and you can hot water that.
Now, I read that you recommend switching up your skincare routine every 2 weeks. I actually do this with my shampoos and conditioners because I feel like my
hair gets used to one thing. It's mm-hmm. too much of a good thing and it mm-hmm. needs a change. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have thought that for skincare.
Well,
because you
yeah.
do hear you need yeah. a month to let the
yes,
results
you do.
Show.
Well, so. I think that what I was trying to say was a bit misconstrued, just
okay.
to be clear about that.
Okay, let's clear it up right
I'm
now on the podcast.
I'm clearing it up. What I was trying to explain is that my high-profile clients, I have to switch it up with them about every 2 weeks to keep it interesting and depending on what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So if you're traveling on a jet and you're giving a book tour and you're on stage every 2 days and you've got all this makeup on, your needs are very different from someone mm-hmm. who's working, you know, at Air Canada from 9 to 5 on Monday to Friday. Mm-hmm. So it was more a question of, I need to keep it interesting. I need to mix it up. And so we're always suggesting that they change it up. Now, if you already have products and let's say you're a client of mine and I'm working on you, then of course we mix it up all the time because I feel like the way you're going to layer your products and how you're going to use them is going to be a direct correlation to the results we're going to achieve. But I wouldn't recommend you going into a store and buying new stuff every 2 weeks and then changing up your products because that's when you're going to get skin issues. Mm-hmm. Less is more.
I want to get in one more listener question. And yes. this was from @RobinDenise. I hope I'm saying that right. She was wondering if you have any specific vitamin supplements or teas that you recommend for happy skin, like things you like to use or eat or drink from that help for the inside out?
So one of my favorites is B vitamins. Mm-hmm. I think B vitamins are essential to good, healthy skin, especially vitamin B12. So yes. if you are iron deficient mm-hmm. and you know you're B12 deficient, that's something to be very, I'm celiac. Mm-hmm. So I know all about that. Mm-hmm. I have to give myself injections every month for B12. Mm-hmm. And there's a direct correlation with skin ailments. And I'll get actually when I'm start to be B12 depleted, mm-hmm. I just, my whole face is a mm-hmm. big rash. It's really sexy.
Yeah.
Very proud of that. And so there's the B12 are very important. And then another really important one would be zinc. Mm-hmm. So any women who are going through issues with their skin and breakouts, zinc is one of those supplements that can take you a long way. And even teenagers, zinc is wonderful.
And
so
you mean,
zinc,
and you're talking about supplements,
yeah,
not
supplements,
not
exactly
topically.
Supplements. Yeah. So okay. the B12 supplements and the zinc. And another really important one would mm-hmm. be anything to do with good fats. So mm-hmm. omegas would be something that you could internally, good fats and the V complexes, that brings you a really long way mm-hmm. for skin and collagen.
A lot of people after the holidays yes. might be interested in detoxing their skincare routine.
Right.
And is that real or is that a myth that people really indulge and their skin is different?
Oh, no, it's real. Okay. It's real. If you indulge in any foods or lack, sleep is the biggest issue. So what happens is when you're sleeping, that's when your body rehydrates itself. So mm-hmm. if you lack sleep and your hormones in the, you know, are out there and you're drinking maybe more wine or more beer or eating more, you know, substantial meals.
Turkey gravy?
Yes. Okay. But isn't it good? Can we just talk yes. about that for 1 minute? Yeah, yes. I'm all about the food. My whole life revolves around yeah. food, people. We've been traveling quite a bit and Jazz was saying, I just want salt. I'm like, what kind of salt do you want? And we're like, we found salt, trust me. But yeah, the skin will show it. So I always tell people, enjoy your holidays because you don't want to be not enjoying your holidays, but you got to be mindful of what you're putting. Drink lots of water. If you're adding collagen to mm-hmm. your water, that's actually beneficial first thing in the morning if you can. That's going to help clear everything out. The more water you drink, the more you're going to detox. Mm-hmm. So you really got to go to town on the water. Mm-hmm. And then if you're able to in your home, I would say keep a clean skin for as long as you can before you have to go back to work. The more you're going to add those ingredients on this skin, like makeup and foundation, the longer you're going to compound mm-hmm. those problems. Mm-hmm. So yeah, detox is vital.
I have one final question for yes. you, because I know you've talked about some flare-ups you personally have
yes,
and
yes.
rosacea. If someone's listening and they're an eczema sufferer, rosacea sufferer,
yes.
what tips do you have for them to get through the winter?
So the biggest important thing to do is to make sure you're drinking lots of water. Mm-hmm. But another really important trick is to make sure that whatever you're using on your skin is not what we call a synthetic humectant. And if you want, I can send you info. I don't mm-hmm. know if you're going to post anything, but I could give people a few tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, we can do that.
Do you mean like glycerin or are you talking about?
Yeah, you got to be mindful. Exactly. Because what
so that's
happens,
not to be used.
Some can be used and okay. some can't. So the reason
let's
behind
hear
it.
Let's
yeah,
hear
I'm
it.
I'm going to tell you why. Because what happens is if the humectants are synthetic mm-hmm. and they're too synthetic, they're actually going to go deeper into the skin and take out your skin's own moisture levels. So the more moisture that you're going to keep and the more mm-hmm. lipids you keep on the skin, the less your skin is mm-hmm. going to break out. And then also makeup is a huge trigger. Mm. And then spicy foods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of irritants in makeup. makeup, lots of alcohol. If it's a fatty alcohol, it's not so bad. But a lot of people, even then, that's another question. Like, what's a fatty alcohol and what isn't, right? Myself, if I have a hard week and I've been traveling a lot and I'm tired, which is pretty much always, and I'll have my makeup done. And the minute they put the brush on my face, I can tell right now if I'm going to work with that person again, because I'll be like, oh, my skin isn't liking this. So like, no, no, you're fine. And then one time we were doing videos and just taking off the makeup. If you would have seen my face, that even the videographer came up to me and said, I don't think you should do more videos because your skin is that bad. And it took me about a week to get it back on track. So, and it was really just the ingredients in the makeup. And so some of the minerals in there.
What makeup's in your makeup bag?
Top shelf.
Yeah. I don't wear makeup really. I have some on today. You're
lucky.
You
have some on today.
Yeah, because I had it done. In a regular world, I don't. So right now I'm really exploring a brand that is not available here. It's more of a medical brand out of Germany called Dermaviduals. And they actually blended it custom for me because there is zinc in the product. So it's been helping with my flare-ups. I get rashes, but my rash, they're like welts, right? So that's been very helpful. And they actually have that old-fashioned green stick, like back in the day. But the green stick is actually full of zinc as well with vitamins. So that's been really great.
But that's
out of, you know, Germany. It's really hard to get. And I got two bottles and I don't know if I'll get more. But on any other given day, I do, I know it sounds really strange, but I do like the Armani foundations. I don't know why my skin responds
well to it.
Skin responds really good to it. So I always say go with what your skin responds to. Jane Iredale is another mineral-based makeup that I used to share a lot and talk a lot about. I still like it, but it's not, again, one of those makeups that is easy to find, the Jane Iredale.
I just want to go back to that humectant thing for 1 second.
Yes, go for
it. Can you give an example of a good one that's a good humectant?
Oh, there's so many good ones. I would say a good one that I really like to work with would be beeswax.
Okay.
Is like an example. And I'm not against synthetics at all. But I think that we need to be more mindful of what you're putting on your skin.
Yeah. But your line is all natural, is it not?
Well, it's all natural as it can be. In the sense of it's organic. Everything is certified. But at the end of the day, if I was to choose between a synthetic and an organic ingredient, let's say, depending on how stable and how safe it is, I go with that more than anything else. It is it's gluten-free and it's vegan. It's not tested on animals. We only test on celebrities. I love to say that. Because I work with so many oncology patients worldwide, and I could never fathom using an ingredient or a product that isn't stable. So all of our products go through vigorous Health Canada testing to ensure that we have everything is safe and on par.
Now somebody's gonna write somewhere about the you mentioned beeswax, but vegan.
I know
as
it's
well.
Not vegan. So, I know. I know.
So you use beeswax maybe in your facials, but it's not in your product.
It's in one of my products.
Okay, so mostly vegan. Mostly
yes.
Vegan.
So we the only product is Lumi. Yeah. And we, you know, it's really interesting because we were not able in Lumi the serum. We were not able to find anything else that was safer than but we didn't harm any bees.
Some concessions always have to be
That's the thing about and that's why I love what you guys are doing in regards to podcasts, because I think that there's a lot of stuff that's being said out there, and I think it's important to demystify it, make people understand that we have to make choices. We really do when we're creating a product.
I agree,
and we're hearing that more and more when it comes to green beauty. It feels like it in this newer evolution, it's less about hardcore. Everything should be 99% organic. It's just like, maybe we can make some choices, but still have, you know, the best interest in mind.
And think of the planet and be sustainable and all of that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, what happens if you were to have 100% natural ingredients and products? Well, a lot of them don't have any fatty alcohols. And without a fatty alcohol, you don't really have a transport mechanism to bring your ingredients where they need to go.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people say natural doesn't work. Because it sits on the surface of your skin.
Yeah, that's my biggest gripe. I'm just like, I hate sometimes. Like, they'll be like, oh, this $200 serum. And I'm like, oh, I just feel like I'm wearing grapeseed oil on my face.
Thank you. But this is the conversation we need to be having. But, you know, it's a very hard conversation to have because you need people who want to have the conversation to understand that the fatty alcohols are quite essential to good skincare. If you're using vitamins and antioxidants, that vitamin will sit on your face. Mm-hmm. And so when I have these conversations with certain people, then they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, but this is horrible. I'm like, yeah. Well, you know,
not do all you want synthetics it to work? Are bad.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the synthetic is actually superior. So there are some mm-hmm. synthetic humectants mm-hmm. that are superior. Some glycerins are superior mm-hmm. to what you find mm-hmm. as a natural mm-hmm. Humectant. Mm-hmm. But it really depends on what you're working on and what your skin's like. Yeah. So
we forgot to ask you about your Lumi lights.
Okay. Yes. Tell us about Lumi.
In a nutshell, Lumi, it is actually a tribute to my heritage. So it's okay. a tribute to my grandparents. So my grandma and my grandfather immigrated from Finland to Canada. And believed in having a better life for their children during the war. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how could I can never create a product just to create it. Something inspires me. So like it could happen today, it could happen, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I have to do this. And so we went to Lapland and we went to sleep in igloos. And we went oh. out in the forest and we did reindeer safaris. And I really wanted to connect with my heritage. And so we brought back the lingonberry. And so the product is conceived of the lingonberry seed oil. It's a power fruit. It's a super antioxidant and it's not used a lot. And it's one of those fruits that will go through days of darkness and days of light. And so they're supercharged with antioxidants and they have little superpowers. And so we combined the superfruit lingonberry with some vitamin C. Mm-hmm. So it's very different from peony. Peony is more of an anti-inflammatory peony root based line with peptides,
right.
whereas Lumi is really this idea of illumination. Okay. So I wanted to take the reflection of the sun on the snow and put it in a bottle, and that's why we called it Lumi because it means snow. So
beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm kind of poetic when I create. It's like a story in my mind.
Of course. So, yeah. All and the so best products are.
Just came out this month.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, yes, okay. yes, yes. So we're very excited about that.
And I have one question I meant to ask
yes.
earlier.
Go for
sorry.
It.
Here we go. It's like a therapy session. We never let you leave.
I'm having a hard time wrapping it up. You by all rights should just be based in Beverly Hills. Like you could have a revolving door all day, but you're not. So tell us why.
I think it's part of my kind of not only a privilege, but an honor for me to be Canadian and to show what Canada can do around the world. So, yes, I travel a lot, but coming home feels really, really good. And I must admit that, you know, being able to travel and to tell folks that I'm Canadian, we have a lot of love worldwide. We really, really do. It's incredible the response I get when I tell people I'm Canadian. And I feel that that's part of who I am. And so I love to travel, but I love to go home. When that plane hits Dorval Airport, you know, I'm at Trudeau, I'm like, I'm home.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. Like a cherry bomb.